Exclusive, Mark Meadows says Americans see contrast between Biden and Trump. I would bet he'll run in 2024. By Hannah Blow on October 23, 2021. Mark Meadows, former North Carolina congressman and House Freedom Caucus leader, who also served as White House chief of staff to former President Donald Trump, told Breitbart News Saturday that Americans are clearly seeing the contrast between leadership under Trump and President Biden and that he would bet Trump will run in 2024. "We are in a fight for our lives," Meadows, author of the upcoming book The Chief's Chief, said, detailing some of the major contrasts between Trump's administration and Biden's. "Americans, even those who voted for Biden, are noticing," he said. "I go all over the country, and people are saying, 'Listen,' even people who have voted for Joe Biden come up to me and say, 'Listen, I believed their lie. I believed that they were going to make things different. They're not. Boy, what I would love to do is have President Trump back in the White House right now,'" Meadows said. Americans across the country are facing higher gas prices, higher food prices, and supply chain issues. Parents who want to have a say in their children's education are feeling attacked, being labeled domestic terrorists by the Biden administration. All the while, abroad, hundreds of Americans remain stranded in Afghanistan. "All of those issues," Meadows said, "are waking people up. And not just in Virginia, where they got an election, but they're saying, 'Enough is enough. We got to get control of this.' And where is Joe Biden? Absent without leave. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Mark Meadows, October 23, 2021. As a result, Biden has experienced the largest approval rating drop of any president since World War II. Meadows said it all goes back to people realizing Biden's campaign was a scam. "It was a scam, and it continues to be a scam," he said, noting that Biden sat in his basement and vowed to bring it all back. But now, he is hemorrhaging, particularly among independent voters, who, again, are now saying, "Enough is enough. How did you say you're going to fix things and then you're essentially looking for the closest ice cream stand to get your favorite flavor of ice cream? It's really sad," Meadows observed, highlighting that the Biden administration is virtually incapable of making decisions, another stark contrast from Trump's administration. "Here's the problem, they don't make decisions anyway. So whether they're on leave or actually showing up to work, it doesn't matter because what they're just hopeful for is that things get better," he said, speaking of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's leave. "Hope is not a plan. They have to come up with an action." The previous administration under Donald J. Trump actually made decisions, he makes decisions. And what happened is, he, Trump, would get people in and say, "How do we fix this? We had some of the same issues with the economy and oil and, you know, with the pandemic, the economy went to almost zero," Meadows explained, attributing the economic recovery to Trump's taking decisive action. "Joe Biden and his administration thinks that this is like fine wine, it'll improve with time. And it won't. They have to make decisions, and, unfortunately, they're not," Meadows said, stating that Americans have been told to essentially lower our expectations under Biden's leadership, as he has seen failure after failure, including in Afghanistan. "And we have Joe Biden saying, knock on wood, he hopes it gets better. That's not what Donald Trump did," Meadows said, noting that Trump made it clear in discussions related to withdrawal from Afghanistan that they could not leave Americans behind. "He was clear, do not leave people behind. Let's make sure we get people out. Let's make sure that we get our equipment out," and, quite frankly, Joe Biden did just the opposite of that. So it's a sad, sad commentary. Hopefully it's not the new normal with high gas prices, high inflation, high food costs, and leaving Americans behind, Meadows said. When asked if Trump will run for president again, Meadows made it clear he was not speaking for the former president. However, he said he would bet Trump will do it. "I don't speak for President Trump, but I do speak to him all the time. And I can tell you if I were a betting man, I would bet, I would go all in on the fact that he's going to run," the former congressman said. "He's making decisions, and he's getting people together, getting his team together. I talked to him about a number of things that we would have to have in place to be prepared for that second term," Meadows said, adding that no one would come close to beating Trump in the Republican primary. "He would be the nominee, and it wouldn't even be close," he said, predicting that Trump could bode well in the general election given Biden's mounting failures on the border, economy, pandemic, and abroad. The more there is a lack of decisions from Biden on issues such as higher gas prices, the more assured I am that he will have a second term, Meadows said, adding that he highlights some of the contrasts between the two administrations in his upcoming book, available December 7. Americans, Meadows said, are clearly seeing the contrast and would now trade a whole lot of mean tweets right now for lower gas prices, lower food prices, for 13 Americans that didn't have to give their life in Afghanistan because of a poor decision coming out of the White House and the Department of Defense. That didn't have to happen, and they will contrast that, he predicted. Speaking directly to Republicans, who have the chance to take the majority in the House and Senate next year, Meadows said it is crucial for lawmakers to actually have to do what they tell people they were going to do when they ran for office, as it is not enough to have the R behind their name. He cautioned against getting what he branded Potomac fever and said it is critical they start showing now what they plan to do. Don't make excuses, he said, adding that there is a need to fight every day in the minority to send a clear message to the American people.